Good morning and welcome to the Quest 1160 AM. My name is Joe Travato and I am the guest host today, and I'm so honored and blessed to be here. We are kicking off this 9 o'clock hour of the pledge drive, our fall pledge drive, and I'm so honored to be here with my daughter Joey Marie.
Hi, how's everyone doing today? Excited to be here with my dad. Got voluntold to do this, but definitely very excited to be here for sure.
Awesome, awesome. So blessed. So we are broadcasting live from our Roswell studio. And just so you have the number, here's the number, 470-508-1160. You could also donate online at thequestatlanta.com. Our challenge this hour is to get to 12 callers. We need 12 callers to call in with a pledge gift. But before we get started, all great things start with prayer. So I'd like to go ahead and start with a prayer if we may. And I'd like to pray for the quest. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we humbly thank you for all the doors you've opened to create Atlanta Catholic Radio, The Quest. As we embark on this spirit drive, let us earnestly seek your will in all we do to bear the fruit you desire. We are on a quest to invite, inform, and inspire all who listen, and we strive to bring a million souls into your loving arms by enjoying the quest in their daily lives. As we grow our listenership, we ask for all that's possible to fill the hearts with your love and the renewal of spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, anoint us with the wisdom to teach us to follow your inspirations. Jesus, we are only your couriers, your voice, your hands. Use the quest with your perfect will. Jesus of mercy, take the quest and make it yours. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
And hold us under your mantle. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So once again, my name is Joe Travato, and I'm the guest host this hour. I'm here with my daughter, Joey Marie. A little bit about me. I'm a cradle Catholic, which means I've been Catholic since the cradle, baptized probably at about a day old. If I know anything about my mom, my mom's a great Catholic lady. She's been saying the rosary for us at least once a day my entire life, which is why I think I'm still alive on this planet. So shout out to Mom. I know you're listening this morning. Thanks for all the mom's prayers out there. So St. Monica's, prayed for all the great saints throughout our 2,000-year history. So I'm a cradle Catholic, along with my daughter, Joey Marie. We're so honored for her to be here. We have a great hour lined up. Our theme this morning is going to be The More I Learn, The Less I Know, and that actually comes from our guest, which will be on in about 30 minutes, Jack Tyson, who's also the co-host of one of the great live shows we have here, Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt, and that's on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. So, again, we need your money. I'll just be blunt. Father Blunt is blunt. And so the number to call in right now is area code 470-508-1160. Or again, thequestatlanta.com. So our goal this hour is to get 12 callers. We want to get 12 callers to call in. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give a little bit of a challenge. We, Joey Marie and I, are going to match the first $500 of the first callers that call in. So if you want to call in and call for, send, $20 a month or $100 a month or whatever it is, or you just want to make a small gift, we're going to match it up to the first $500. But before I get to that, let me kick it over to Annie so she can give us an update of where we're at.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, so as you all know, if you've been listening for the past 2 days, we're trying to raise $125,000 for this pledge drive. And we've got a ways to go, but we know that God's got this, and we will get there when we need to, and we'll raise the money we need to. So, our challenge for you all today in general is just please participate. If you're listening, please participate, pray about it, and make the donation that you're able to. Because this money, it goes to helping keep the lights on at the station and the tower site, and it goes to things that make the quest grow and be able to cover more people and bring people closer to Christ. And, you know, it's not going to anything that's not providing, you know, evangelization efforts. So please call. That number's 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, and you can join us on this mission to bring souls closer to Christ.
Thank you so much, Annie. That was terrific. So our goal, Joey Marie and I, our goal this hour is to share with our listeners a little bit about our journeys and to give a witness of how vital this Catholic radio station really is. It's such a vital part in our world, in our community. We need this station. It does so many great things. There's so many great shows. So we want to talk a little bit about that. We're so blessed again to have Joey Marie here this morning. As a young person, you know, she's a 20-somethinger doing fantastic. And we'll get her take on, you know, what it's like to be a young woman of deep faith in today's world. I mean, it's not an easy thing to accomplish. So I'm so proud of her for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. These times have definitely been very challenging, but like I said, I'm very excited to be here with my dad. I grew up, you know, watching him watch EWTN, watching Mother Angelica, and, you know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and the rosary would just be on the TV, and that was just a normal thing in our house. And my dad asked me to come here this morning and do this with him, and I just figured, you know, just another crazy dad thing that I got voluntold to do. But truly, the honest truth is that, you know, things like the Quest and EWTN and all these Catholic social media platforms and stuff, they have a great opportunity to reach people that we normally wouldn't reach, to, again, share the truth about the Catholic faith and the love of Christ. So Dad, tell me about how did you start listening to the Quest? You know, like I said, we watched EWTN growing up, but never thought that a Catholic radio station could impact us as much as the Quest has.
Yeah, when I found out that the Quest was going to start broadcasting about 2 years ago, I was super excited and super pumped. And a few weeks back, Carol had asked me if I wanted to be on the show, and of course, that was very exciting and terrifying at the same time. But she asked me a very fundamental question. She said, "Well, what you want to talk about is, you know, what it means to you and why it's important, and try to get that point across." So I started thinking back of when I really started listening and started to remember some stuff. And really, it goes all the way back to a story when Joey Marie, who's now in her mid-20s, was only about 2 years old. And I don't think I've ever told her this story, so this is going to be a little bit of a surprise for her.
Oh, exciting. Okay.
I told you it was going to be worth it. I was about 29 years old. Joey Marie, I think at the time, was about two. And I'm driving down the road, and for the first time in my life, I had a car that had a digital radio in it. And the coolest thing about the digital radio was that you could hit the seek button, and it would go from one station to the next without having to turn the dial. So I was like kind of, you know,
old school,
right? So I'm driving down the road, and Jordan Marie's in the back, and I can't remember where we're going, but it was early in the morning because I think it was still dark out. And I'm hitting the seek button, and it's going, and it's going. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear the elevation of the Mass, and it's being chanted. And if you know, that's the part where the priest holds up the host, and he says, you know, "All honor and glory are yours forever and ever." And all of a sudden, it was silent. So usually it would go to the next station, and there would be like static, or the next station, but it was absolutely silent. And what I heard in the back of the car is this little two-year-old voice say, "Amen." And I was like, what? Well, I know that's the Mass, and you got to remember, now here's the deal. We were doing great. Had a great house. We were living on the lake. Had a new car. Had a boat. Had a dock. Life was good. However, I was away from the church and living a life separated, not in communion with the church, which is a story for another time. All my Chirp and Welcome brothers out there, you know what I'm talking about. So if you're one of my Chirp brothers, I want you to call in right now. Let me give you that number, 470-508-1160, or go to the Quest, thequestatlanta.com. That's another story for another time. But But it was so shocking that I couldn't believe it. And what came next, I've never would have expected, because I hadn't been to Mass probably since I was got married, which was at least 2 years earlier. And I turned around and I asked Joy Marie, I said, "How did you know to say that?" And she just smiled at me and she said, "The angels." I almost crashed the car.
Oh my.
And I was like, wow. So for the next day and a half, I was searching for that station. I was like, where's that Catholic radio station? Because there's plenty of religious stations, and I couldn't find it. So later on that night, the same thing happened. I was flipping through the channels, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and I found EWTN, and that was the beginning of me listening. But my point is, believe me, this isn't about me, and it's not about Joey Marie. It's about the millions of listeners who are out there right now who are looking for the comfort, who are looking for some answers. Sometimes it may be someone that's down or has anxiety, and this radio station offers a place to come and find the answers and to know that God loves us and loves you and that there people are praying for you. Right now, we have our volunteers in adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, praying for this station, praying for our listeners, praying for you, our benefactors, and how grateful we are for you to call in. So again, let me give you that number. That number is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. You can live stream, hit the donate button. Again, we are doing a challenge right now for the first $500 in donations. Joey and Marie and I will match. And we have another challenge coming up in the second half of the hour.
Yeah. Wow, Dad, thanks for sharing that story. I'm kind of shocked at myself for saying that at 2 years old.
So it was the kind of thing I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, so I'm calling Meemaw. I'm like, have you taken Joey to Mass? And I don't want to tell anyone because I'm thinking, well, was I crazy? Did that really happen? But that was really the beginning that sparked it off and really found me coming back home to my faith. And that Catholic, that radio station, this is 20 something years ago. And that Catholic radio was here and then it was gone. So you can imagine how excited I was when the Quest started to broadcast.
Yeah.
It's something that for me was something I've been waiting for a really long time. So I want to personally thank all of our benefactors out there up until this point. I want to ask you that to pray to the Holy Spirit, if you're being called to give a donation, that would be great. Annie's going to maybe fill us in on the different levels of donations and the opportunities. And of course, like I said at the top of the hour, we really need the donations. But first and foremost, we need your prayers because this is God's mission. So with that, I'll turn it over to Annie to give us the opportunities to participate.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, so if you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. And if you love the Quest, you love Catholic radio, and you want to promote your business on air, you can call us for a special promotion during this pledge drive. That number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, and we will put you in touch with who you need to talk to about business underwriting. There's also the St. Gabriel Society, which is our pledge level of a $20 a month per... $20 a month giving and or more, and you have a Mass set for you once a month at the chapel right here next to us, and it's said for your intentions. So the next level is a station guardian, and guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month, and this group of supporters are really the protectors of our mission. And, you know, with this donation, you can make the Quest a part of your Catholic legacy. And additionally, new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more are going to be receiving a beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere here else but here on the pledge drive. So this rosary has been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ, and that's just amazing. They're really beautiful and you don't want to miss out on this. And the Quest is excited to offer this while they last. I believe we have 6 left. So you definitely want to get your donations in early today so that you can get one of those rosaries. They can become something that gets passed down in your family as well. So in addition to that, monthly donors of $25 per month or more are going to become a part of the Quest Coffee Club. And you're going to receive a Quest mug that's perfect for your mornings with Father John Ricardo right here on the Quest. So those are our opportunities for you today. And don't forget, Joe and his daughter are matching the first $500 given today. So please call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And now we're about to listen to a clip from Shelter in Peace. Shelter in Peace is our local show that was inspired by the Holy Spirit and currently airs on live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. So let's take a listen.
Of how the Holy Spirit drew you closer into that, just that heart of God, and allowing you to feel that healing and that love. But what do our listeners need to know about the Holy Spirit, especially during this time?
I think that the church has been given such a powerful sign, in a sense, even in this COVID-19 pandemic, that we must be able to access the grace of God, whether we're at church receiving sacraments or distant from the church and not able to receive sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because sacraments have always been considered to give the grace that they signify.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never been considered sufficient to make themselves fruitful.
Wow.
What I mean by that is like, you know, if you don't have faith and you make the sacrament of marriage, that sacrament can't become spiritually fruitful until you do have faith.
Hmm.
St. Thomas Aquinas listed about 5 things. You can find them in Sherry Waddell's book called Forming Intentional Disciples.
Mm-hmm.
List about 5 things that will block or impede a sacrament from becoming fruitful. And one of the main one is lack of faith. Another one is lack of desire to change or to be new.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just been given an opportunity to learn how to have faith in our own home, you know, and to let the Holy Spirit come to us wherever we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Catholics, we've got to become better at that, because we've gone through a sort of a cultural sort of settling into the sacramental life in such a way that we've almost put at the high bar receiving sacramental grace, but not receiving the grace to make our sacraments fruitful.
Wow.
And that grace that makes sacraments fruitful is a charismatic grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grace that comes to us through faith. I think that the Vatican, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, was given permission by Pope Francis to write a letter to the church called, fancy Latin, Juvenescent Ecclesia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the perpetual validity and presence of the charismatic dimension of the church alongside the institutional and sacramental part of the church.
Mm.
And it explicitly says in there that part of the goal, the largest goal of the charisms is for mission, equipping a Christian for their mission. But sort of a secondary blessing of charisms is that they awaken sacramental graces that may be like not received in faith, received but not received in faith.
That is great. Man.
The way John Paul II said it was, it can be a capacity. Baptism can be remain in you like a capacity, not an actuality.
Gotcha. So it's almost like we receive all this, but we're not doing anything with it. We're just letting it sit there.
Well, yeah. I would like to see in confirmation preparation, I would love to see young people awaken to the possibility that they're going to receive charisms at their Pentecost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be beautiful. That they, just like the first disciples, knew that, hey, I'm sitting here waiting for a promise of God, and I'm supposed to go do something with it. And I'm in great expectation and anticipation that I'm going to get some stuff. I'm going to be able to talk to people in tongues and in ways that they've never been able to hear before, right? Wow, that would be so cool. Yeah.
All right, so we were just listening to a sample from Shelter in Peace, and you can hear more from our local show, Shelter in Peace, on Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 1160, The Quest. If you want to listen to the previous shows, you can find them on the Quest Atlanta app by clicking Programs on Demand, then Local Shows, or on our website at thequestatlanta.com under Programs.
Awesome. Thanks, Annie. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still shocked about that story, and it was about me. I know that The Quest has some great shows out there. I've listened to a few. They definitely give me something to think about my drive to work every day. So, Dad, I just want to know, what are some of your favorite shows that The Quest has to offer, and what kind of how have they impacted you?
Wow, you know, there are so many great shows. You know, we broadcast a lot of great stuff from EWTN, but I got to tell you, two of my favorite shows are what we just listened to, Shelter in Place and Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt. And I don't know why I like them so much. I think it's because I know that they're doing them live right here in the Roswell location. But it really gives a lot of light. But there are so many great shows. You know, I think through the years, you know, some of my favorite shows are The Journey Home. You know, when you hear people's journeys as how they were away from God and how they come back and you have a witness to God's unending grace and love and mercy.
Yeah.
That's a terrific show. But I would have to say probably my favorite show is Catholic Answers, because we have so many questions. I mean, our Catholic faith is so deep. It's so rich. It's so full of simplicity, but it's also full of philosophical truth and logic and science and so many great things. And you know, and that was the hook that got me, right? Because when I first started listening to Catholic radio, it was like, you know, I would hear somebody and they would call in with you know, the layup questions, like, you know, well, Catholics, you know, they worship Mary. And I'm like, well, no, they don't. We venerate Mary. And well, I knew that one. And you know, well, you guys pray to statues. Well, no, we don't pray to statues. And some of the easy ones, right? Some of the easier ones, you know. And then all of a sudden, I get hit with the tough ones, like, you know. Well, that's probably a show for another time. I'm not really qualified to theologically speak, so I want to make sure I tread lightly. But some of the deeper, very deep Catholic questions about truth and about the meaning of life, and you know, we're all here for God's will, and that has really helped me and comforted me through the years. But I gotta tell you, you know, Mother Angelica has got to be the, you know, probably my favorite. And the fact that this station is still playing, you know, the classics from Mother Angelica, you know, she was asked, well, why do you kneel in front of the Eucharist? And her answer was so great. It was because he's God and I'm not.
Yeah. Yep. I've heard that saying growing up. So, but yeah, that's awesome.
So here's the deal. I would like to, remind everybody that this is a pledge drive, and to call in, the number is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and donate now. A reminder that we are matching the first 500 bucks that gets called in and pledged this morning.
I've got a little update on that.
Oh,
the
nice.
$500 is gone, but I've been just informed that we also have a $1,000 match for this hour.
Ooh,
so we're keeping that ball rolling. So give us a call so your money can be matched. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. And I want to say, we're halfway to our goal of 12 gifts this hour. So let's go. We want to get 12 gifts. So please call 470-508-1160 or go online to thequestatlanta.com. But we definitely want to say thanks to Paula K in Roswell, Kate S of Alpharetta, Sean P, who donated in honor of Joe, and he's from Roswell, Alice M of Alpharetta, Jack and Jackie T of Alpharetta, and Chris S, who's also donated in honor of Joe. So thank you, everyone who's donated so far.
That's great.
Awesome,
thank you so much. So I want to get to Joey Marie, and I want to ask you a couple of questions. You know, first question is, I would like for you to talk a little bit, take a couple minutes and tell us about your journey of recent years, because I think as a parent of children of faith, I think one of the biggest fears or concerns is that when our children grow up and they go to high school and then into college, the biggest fear is that, wow, they'll be away from home. They'll fall away from the faith. And it's quite frightening for a parent, I can tell you. But Joymer, you've done such a great job staying on point and working on your faith. Can you just talk a little bit about that and what that was like and what you were involved in, and just give us an outline?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, it all started, you know, watching your dad pray the rosary, going, you know, making me go to Mass with you every Sunday. And I remember you would always, we'd go to Mass and you'd be like, look at those altar servers. Like, wouldn't that be so cool to be an altar server? You know, hype me up to want to participate in the Mass. And I think just watching you be an active member of the church and actively loving the Lord was definitely a great example for me. And you had this joy about you that I wanted. And I didn't, the only place that I knew where to get it was from the Lord. And honestly, that's the only place we can get it from. But yeah, so in high school, you made me go to Life Teen, the youth group. It was my freshman year, and you were like, you're going to go, you're going to make friends, and it's fine, just go. And I was like so nervous and anxious, and I was like, I don't want to be in a room full of people I don't know. But I went, and I made my best friends from there, maid of honor in her wedding, and just made lifelong relationships and friendships. And I think the thing that kept me in the church and kept me praying was my community. Going to college, I knew that I was going to meet a whole bunch of people, and I knew that I was going to be away from home, and I needed to find a new home. I needed to find people that were going to support me and love me and pray with me, like I had at home with you. So,
what are some of the organizations at college that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I immediately got involved in called Campus Catholics down at Georgia College in Millersville, Georgia. Go Bobcats. And got involved there, started hanging out with some people there. I ended up being the retreat coordinator, got to coordinate some retreats for over 100 college students, and really, really encountered the Lord through, again, just relationships and learning the struggles that we all go through as human beings, and learning that there's great glory and power and grace that can come from struggling through college, struggling through 24-hour study sessions with people.
That is such a wonderful story. And allow me to connect the dots real quick. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of our benefactors and all the people that are going to call in today and tomorrow and next week and next year and all the listeners, because when you decide to be a benefactor of the Quest, you are no longer sitting on the sideline. You are no longer a spectator. And I think that's what I just heard from Joey Marie, is that she got out in the game and she participated. Mm-hmm. And that's when you donate today and you call in and you make a pledge, you are now going to participate in the glory of God. You get to participate in the joy in heaven, right? If you read through the Bible, Jesus talks about, you know, the one person that repents from his sins and turns to the Lord, the immense joy in heaven that brings. So if you could just be a small, tiny part of that infinite love, and you get to participate in that joy and not be a spectator and not just sit on the sidelines. And I want to thank the people that I don't even know that were paying money for the Catholic radio station, you know, 20 plus years ago, and all the benefactors for through the years that allowed me to listen and have that resource. So now here I am, and here Joey is, and we're asking you that if you're being called today to make a donation, that we appreciate it. Please know that we have our volunteers are in the Adoration Chapel right now praying for this station, praying for our benefactors and their intentions. We have a prayer book. It's really, really a powerful, powerful, beautiful place. I think it's time for a break. Thank
it
you,
is.
Jill.
So while we're on that break, it's time to call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, and we'll be back right after this message.
I'm Father Timothy Gallagher. This is my favorite prayer. It's a prayer that my dad taught me when I was young and made it more personal for me now. O Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you this day all of my prayers, joys, works, and sacrifices, and any sufferings you share with me from your holy cross, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, and for reparation for my sins, the sin of my penitence, the sins of my family, the sins of my enemies, and those of the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
1 John 2:27 reads, "You have no need that anyone should teach you, as his anointing, the Holy Spirit that is, teaches you about everything." Sounds pretty Protestant, doesn't it? No living teaching authority and just me and the Holy Spirit? Was John Protestant? Absolutely not. And here are some reasons why. First, John can't be rejecting a living teaching authority because in 1 John 4:6, he instructs his readers that the apostles' teaching is the criterion for discerning truth from error. So what does John mean? He's warning his readers against false teachers. In 1 John 2:19, he writes, "Some went out from us, but they were not of us." If false teachers, well then there must be true teachers. Sure, the Spirit teaches Christians the truth, but he does so through the living teaching authority, not apart from it. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
The Quest presents
Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Born on the Feast of the Epiphany, St. Gertrude was a Benedictine nun in Helvetia, Saxony. She was one of the great mystics of the 13th century. Together with her friend and teacher, St. Mechtild, she practiced a spirituality called nuptial mysticism, essentially viewing herself as the very bride of Christ. Her spiritual life was rooted in a deeply personal union with Jesus and his Sacred Heart, leading her into the very life of the Holy Trinity.
The Lord dictated the prayer for the holy souls to St. Gertrude in a vision, promising to release 1,000 souls from purgatory each and every time it is said. She is the patron saint of gardeners, travelers, widows, the recently deceased, and the mentally ill. The West Indies also claim her as their patron saint. St. Gertrude was canonized in 1677 by Pope Clement XIII. Her feast day is November 16th.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through the Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
Ladies, are you having trouble conceiving? Are you looking to regulate your cycles and balance your hormones? RHM Gynecology focuses on the root cause of your symptoms. Start feeling better and stay healthy longer. More information at rhmgyn.com.
Hi, welcome back. My name is Joey, and I'm here with my dad, Joe. We are right on our way here to getting 12 callers this hour. We're over halfway there, and we just got word that my dad and I are matching $500, but we have already passed that, and someone else has decided to match another $1,000. So that is incredible. Please help us get there. Just by that alone, that'll be $1,500, and that's basically like a new iPhone. So if you got an extra $5 you don't want to spend on Starbucks today, then please call The Quest at, what's the number? 470-508-1160.
Awesome. Thank you, Joy Marie. So I am so excited about the next half hour. We have with us as our special guest, Jack Tyson, who's actually a co-host of Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt, And that airs on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. here on The Quest. It's a great show. If you haven't had time to get on there, Father Blunt does such a great job. And Jack is such a great guy. So Jack and I have a lot in common. We spent about 40 minutes on the telephone yesterday, and I feel like I've known him my whole entire life. We're from the same place. We're both from New York. We grew up very similar. We both went to Catholic high schools in the New York area. We have a lot in common. But I think mostly what we have in common is our walk in faith and in Jesus Christ and our journey of what we're trying to get to. Jack's such a great responsible example of a great Catholic gentleman. So I want to welcome him here. He's going to talk today with us. Jack, welcome.
Hey, Joe, Joey, Annie, how's everybody doing? It sounds like you had a great first half hour.
We have. It's been great.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Joe and I got to know each other a little bit on the phone yesterday, and there were just like a scary number of commonalities. So we said, you know, we better stop here before we bump into something we don't want to know about each other. But it was really fun. So I'm looking forward just to chatting with you guys this morning.
Yeah, no. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate the time and all you've done for the station so far. You know, part of the conversation when we were talking yesterday, and I mentioned it earlier in the hour, is this idea of the more I learn, the less I know. So I want to get to that in a minute. But before I do that, Jack, can you just share with us how you got to know about The Quest and what it means to you? Maybe take a couple of minutes and let us get to know a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's funny. You know, there are no coincidences, right?
Right.
You know, if you're in the right place at the right time, good things happen. And you know, I've always been a fan of EWTN. You know, watch a lot of the shows on television and that sort of thing. And a couple of years ago, I just, you know, saw one of my friends after Mass who was already involved with The Quest, and I had no idea that, you know, Quest was being created and formed and all that. And so I like to tell people that, you know, I was a fan of The Quest before it was even on the air because of the programming that would come from EWTN and now local programming and that sort of thing. So, you know, the phrase that I use, and you've already alluded to it, is, you know, the more I learn, the less I know. And, you know, even, you know, being a cradle Catholic and 16 years of Catholic school, and, you know, I've had plenty of knucklehead moments along the way, but, you know, hanging in there, you know, you realize that, you know, any subject, you know, within Catholicism probably has a lot more depth and width to it than you ever imagined. And so as you learn about more things, you realize it's actually less and less and less of the whole picture that you know. And I think it was St. Thomas Aquinas who kind of summed that up after all of his writings for all of those years. I think he said something to the effect that, you know, what I've been able to learn about God is, you know, one grain of sand on a beach. It's nothing. It's not anything we can even comprehend. So The Quest, you know, every day, you know, this has been a weird year, right? Everybody knows that. So, you know, I'm not walking the dog at the same time every day. You know, nobody's got the same routine that they used to. But every time I go out, I'm either plugged in my car or plugged in my ear, and I've got the, you know, QuestAtlanta.com going on. So I listen to a lot of the different shows, and without a doubt, 100% of the time, you always learn something. Even if you're listening for 5 minutes, you know, Catholic Answers, what a great show. You know, not only don't I know a lot of those answers, I can't even think of those questions.
Right.
And it's just, you know, there's just so much there, and there's so much to learn and love.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, it's we were talking about that a little bit earlier in the hour about how what a tremendous resource and abundance of information, and not only information but courage and support and prayer and some of the you know, the rosaries that are on the radio and the whole community here. Tell us a little bit about your journey here with the community with the folks here at the radio station.
Yeah. So, you know, after I sort of, you know, heard the, you know, started listening and, you know, was up and running and all that, I helped organize a charity event at St. Bridget called the Monsignor Reynolds Charity Challenge. And it's, you know, it's kind of your Monday golf and tennis outing, auction, donations type of thing. We've been doing it for as long as the parish has been in existence. And so a year or two ago, I called up, you know, our friend Janice Gibbons, who was involved with the Quest from day one. And I said, hey, do you think the Quest would like to be our media partner? You know, no cash, nobody's paying anybody any money, but, you know, the Quest would promote the charity challenge as an upcoming event, and then at our event, we would give them, you know, booth space, and they could give out, you know, information and, you know, and that sort of thing. So just sort of like a little reciprocal deal, you know. And so that we did that last year. And then earlier this year, the Spring Pledge Drive, which was originally scheduled for March and then initially delayed until May, or took place in May, I get a phone call from Carol Tiersmith and Steph Ike, and they say, hey, would you like to host an hour and help us raise money? And I go, man, you're going way down your list of candidates here.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah, I've never seen that. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's like, how did you pick Elmer Fudd for this? You know, like, you know, and I said, oh no, you'll be great. We've just got some great guests lined up for you and all this kind of stuff, right? So yes, okay. As long as I've got time to prepare, I'll give it a go. Well, at the very last second, everything was put on hold. And what was it? It was like a day or two later. I'm literally leaving, you know, a quick serve restaurant at lunch, and the phone rings again, and it's Steph, and she said, you know how we were going to have Father Jim Blunt on the air? I go, yeah, I'm not really familiar with him, but I understand you guys were really excited about having him, you know? And they said, yeah, well, he still wants to do his hour today at 2:00. Can you be part of the show? And I go, and do what? Oh, host it. Excuse me? I said, well, let me get home and I'll check my schedule. And I said, okay, I can call in. And they said, no, we need you here in like 15 minutes. Oh, so I sat down, met Annie, and next thing you know, we're hosting a show with Father Jim Blunt.
That's what a great story. That's such a great story. You know, I'm sitting here listening to it, and I can't help to think of, you know, the saying where, you know, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called, and you are the embodiment of that. you were called, and you got qualified quick. But you have such great people here, like version, Annie and Carol and Steph, and that I'm sure they helped you a lot.
Yeah, my version of that is we're all called by the Holy Spirit. Some of us are called by Carol and Steph.
that's so great. That's so great. Okay, at that point, man. So, again, let's give it a plug. We're let's kick it over to Annie to see where we're at.
Yeah. So we're looking for 3 more calls to meet that goal of 12 gifts this hour. So we want to hear from you at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. But we really want to meet that goal. And don't forget, your money's being matched up to $1,000 this hour. So definitely get those calls in so you can take advantage of that.
You know, and I just want to add to that, you know, if you're feeling like you're being called to give a pledge, you know, it can be a $20 pledge or a $50 pledge, or you can get on a monthly. It could be, you know, $20 or $100 a month. You could just get involved. And like we talked about earlier, when you get involved and you make a pledge and you decide to pick up the phone today or go online and hit that donate button, you are participating in the glory of God. You are no longer sitting on the sideline as a spectator. So I'm asking you to get in the game, because there are people out there that are being changed that this radio station is helping. So I wanted to just plug that again right there. I do want to say that the station is enlightening. We have our folks in the Adoration Chapel right now praying for the station, praying for our benefactors, praying for you. And, you know, this is a pledge drive and we're trying to raise money. But most importantly, what we need is we need your prayers, because it's all in God's will, all in God's time. That being said, I just wanted to kick it back over to Jack. I mean, Jack's got a lot of great stories. He told me a story about a trip he made to New York, pretty memorable lately. Maybe he can share that a little bit about that, Jack.
Yeah, sure. You know, so that was it was last year, but I love telling this story, especially to teachers. And so I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. My wife and I went up for a weekend, and she said, okay, it's your birthday. What do you want to do? And so I graduated from St. John's University. I wanted to see a basketball game. I played a lot of hockey. I wanted to see the Rangers. But most importantly, I wanted to go back to Staten Island, where I grew up, go to Mass at my old parish, St. Anne's, and then meet whatever friends were available down at Lee's Tavern for the greatest pizza in America. Right? So that was our plan. You know, see how it comes together. So we head back to Staten Island. We go to 4 o'clock Mass, or we're there early, and we realize there's a lot of people going in. So we said, well, we might as well go in too. And we realized they were saying a rosary, and we said, wish we had known. We could have joined in a few minutes sooner. But I looked up in the priest that was leading the rosary looked familiar, and it wasn't the pastor or one of the parish priests. It was a priest who, when we were kids, he was a year ahead of me at Monsignor Farrell High School. And then he became a priest. He eventually became principal of Farrell. So I had seen photographs of him, you know, as an adult. And so rosary's over, and I lean over to the lady sitting next to me, and I said, is that Monsignor Whalen? She goes, yes, it is. She said, are you John? Everybody knew me as John when I was a little kid. She goes, are you John? I said, yes. She goes, I'm Mrs. Kangro, your third grade teacher.
Whoa.
And, you know, so there are no coincidences, right? And so the best part was a bunch of my grammar school buddies were going to be part of the crew at Lee's that evening. And so she came along and had pizza with us. And, you know, it's just like what I like to tell teachers is, you know, we never forget you, you know. And mm-hmm. what she proved to us that night is they don't forget us either. You know, she remembered like everybody in these classes, and year after year after year, and it was totally the highlight of the trip. Let's just put it that way. So I love telling teachers that story, and it's just, you know, you couldn't have had a better reunion. Let's put it that way.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story. You know, and right now with so many parents who are struggling right now with you know, virtual learning and homeschooling and you know, are they back in school? Are they not back in school? It's really a good time to tell a story, a good teacher story, because, you know, our teachers really do a lot of great work throughout our whole country. And just the fact that your testimony that she remembered you after all these years, it just brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, they do great work, and like your daughter does great work, right? You're a nurse in cardiology department, and I remember when my wife was in the hospital 10 or so years ago, I told the staff in the ICU, I go, you know, you guys do this every day, but don't underestimate the impact you're making on the rest of us. You know, hopefully this will be the only time we have to, you know, deal with something like this and everything. But, you know, it's a job for you. It's a skill for you. It's a passion for you. For us, you're changing our lives. So, you know, so we thank everybody who's on the front lines in all those different professions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Jack. That's a really great point. So we're coming up on the end of the hour almost. We got about 8 minutes left, I think, and just want to check in. We want to make sure that we hit our goal of 12 gifts this hour. Let's kick it over to Annie and see where we're at.
We're still looking for 3 gifts to hit that goal. So come on. I see someone's on the line. So hopefully they're making a pledge right now, so we can only be 2 away, but we need your call at 470-508-1160 so that we can ring this bell.
We want to ring the bell. Yeah. We want to ring the bell. Okay, so for the last 8 minutes, I want to talk a little bit about, I want to ask you, Jack, about some of the other media that's out there, you know, and we see so much so much negative news and negative shows and shows that are full of all sorts of debauchery and so we need this Catholic station. So can you just talk a little bit about, you know, the need of Catholic radio and specifically the Quest and the community that we serve and how we're hungering for it?
Yeah. And, you know, I think Father Jim Blunt says it best every week. You know, we're on with him Tuesdays, 2 o'clock Eastern time every week. And he travels a lot. So every once in a while we have to put up a show that, you know, had been previously aired. But, you know, one of the themes he brings up a lot is the effect of media in the modern day, especially on kids, and how much of it is negative and how they're, you know, sort of bombarded by all this, by this negativity. And he told the story just the other day about an interaction, ironically, that he had in a bagel shop in Queens. And the guy behind the counter basically, you know, sort of realized that he was there with a priest, and the father, you know, reached out to him to shake his hand and all that. And the kid said, you know, have you seen the Mel Gibson movie about Jesus, you know, and the Passion of the Christ? And he was all lit up about that, you know, and that was sort of the icebreaker, you know. So whether it's a movie like that, or, you know, I love everything about Fatima and the movie that's out right now, or watching, you know, EWTN, listening to The Quest, it's too easy. You know, there's a lot of good information out there as well, and it's right at our fingertips. And with The Quest, because you can get it in your car, you can get it, you know, on the app, it's just really, really easy. So, you know, I work at home, and a lot of times I'm listening to one of the shows while I'm, you know, trying to do my work. Whether you guys know it or not, I'm actually on a Zoom call right now for work, but talking to you instead.
your secret's safe with us and, you know, 2 million listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, actually my colleagues know, so they're covering for me right now. But so that's why, you know, we need stations all around the country, but in Atlanta we need the Quest to thrive. And everybody's a volunteer. Everybody's there for the same reasons, you know. So, so last night I was listening in right at the end, and they had a guest on, a guy I've known for 30 years, but probably haven't seen in 10 years. And so I called in and made a donation just to be able to connect with him, which was really fun. So, you know, we're out there. You know, we might not make as much noise as, you know, some other groups and everything, but, you know, there's a strong Catholic community in this city, and I think the Quest is right there at the center, you know, pulling people in, keeping people together, and the more local programming that we can generate over the next couple of years, it's even going to get better.
So, we're really excited about that, really excited about that.
Yeah. So, you know, so I haven't made a pitch yet. So everybody who's listening, please, if you haven't gone online yet to questatlanta.com or called in at 470-508-1160, whether you do it now or later, it doesn't matter. It all goes to the same end result. And, you know, we really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Joey?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back off of what you said, Jack. We definitely need some positive media presence, and the Quest is that for sure. I think we still need 3 more people to call in, so this is the fourth quarter, so please come on, call in.
We need one more call.
Oh, woo! One more call. All right.
Come on. All right. Let's do it.
All right, come on, well, one more caller.
Give them that number.
The number is 470-508-1160. Once again, 470-508-1160. One more. Come on, you're out there.
Hey, let me jump in and make a guarantee to all of the listeners. If you listen to The Quest for any amount of time, or I like to use this example, when we're sitting there in the studio listening to Father Jim, who is quite dynamic, you literally have a ringside seat. Or I feel like I have a ringside seat, you know, just soaking in all the good news that he has to share Well, the only difference is we're sitting at a desk with a microphone in front of us. Everybody listening to that show really has the same ringside seat. And it's amazing. We literally, he says to us sometimes, team, I want you to put on your seatbelts right now. And we just hang on for the ride. And it's awesome. So Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, if you haven't heard Father Jim, all the former shows are posted on the website. And, you know, you'll hear some great stuff. You'll hear some great stuff. So just appreciate everybody listening in.
All right. Well, why don't we close in a prayer for this hour?
Yeah, I'd like to offer one up. And, you know, I mentioned a few minutes earlier, I love everything about Fatima. And so I'll just close with the simple little Fatima prayer that we say at the end of every decade of the rosary. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins,
save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we want to say thank you to Jack and Joey and Joe for coming in and leading this hour. And we want to say thank you to all those who are donating. The phones are ringing off the hook. So if you're having an issue getting through, keep calling or go online to thequestatlanta.com. But that number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. But y'all need to go ahead and ring that bell because we hit our goal.
Yeah.
So exciting. Yes. Thank you to everyone who's called. Thank you to James P, Kate S, Sean P, Alice M, Jack and Jackie T, Chris S, Michael W, Laurie M, Robert E, Greg N, Andrew and Don W, and we are going to have more to announce coming up in the next hour. So please stay tuned because we will have Steph Ike, and she's going to be talking with Father Matthew. So stay tuned. I know all those St. Brendan the Navigator listeners out there are excited for this next hour. So thank you, everyone who's donated. And get those calls in, 470-508-1160.